This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. As Massachusetts moves closer to legalized gambling, the state's first slot parlor is set to open in Plainville next June. State officials are looking at ways to reduce the risk of gambling addiction. Casino opponents cite problem gambling and addiction among their biggest concerns, and the State Gaming Commission appears to be taking the issue seriously. When the Plainville facility opens, it will offer not only slot machines, but a team of counselors trained in the dangers of addictive gambling. And today, the Gaming Commission approved a pilot program, a kind of voluntary system that would limit how much money gamblers could lose in a single day. Joining us now is WBUR's Jack Lepiarz. He's been following the Gaming Commission hearing today in Dorchester. Hi, Jack. Good to have you.
Yeah, good to be here, Anthony.
So give us a sense of how this program, which I understand was just approved, how it would work.
Well, they're still working out sort of the nitty-gritty details of exactly how it will work, but the gist of it is this. A gambler, either when they sign up for a rewards card or even when they go in to gamble for the first time, they'll be asked, do you want to sign up for this program, and do you want to set a limit for how much money you can lose? It could be $400, $800, $200, whatever it is. And once you hit that limit, you will be told, hey, you've hit this limit. Maybe you should think about stopping. This is the big thing, is it's not going to cut you off. There are other states like Missouri where they set a $500 limit. You cannot lose more than that. This is just an informational of, hey, you lost this much money. Now might be the time to stop.
So, Jack, I'm curious, why is the Gaming Commission even considering a program like this? I mean, if their brief is to oversee the expansion of gaming in the state, why are they interested in this?
Well, it's right in the state law, and it's right in their sort of motto, which is the implementation of expanded and also ethical gaming. This is sort of a way of trying to target not only problem gamblers, but people who might become problem gamblers. As these casinos operate, we've heard one of the big arguments against casinos is that they create more problem gamblers in the areas around them. This is a way of, there are people who may be at risk of becoming a problem gambler, maybe 10 to 20% of the population. How can we work with them to make sure that they are able to play responsibly?
Hmm. And Jack, what does the casino industry, the gambling industry, think about all of this? Are they in favor of this? Do they oppose it? Where do they stand?
Well, the national gaming industry is definitely opposed to this. They express concerns about people setting limits far above what they actually mean to spend. But the three licensees here in Massachusetts, Wynn Resorts, MGM, and Penn National Gaming, which will open the Plainridge Park Casino, they've all been sort of lukewarm on the proposal. They say they're not crazy about it, but hey, here are some things that we can do to maybe make this work better. Penn National, which will open at Plainridge, they were the ones who proposed this pilot program. They say they're going to be the first ones to open. They said, since we're first, why don't we try it out here and maybe take a staged approach, make sure that it's not permanent when it goes into place.
Now, is this system set up anywhere else in the country where gambling has already been legalized?
Well, not this exact system. There's a similar program in place in Missouri where it's if you lose, I believe it's $500 in 2 hours, you are just cut off. You can't gamble anymore. But in otherwise, this kind of voluntary program, no. There are similar programs overseas, New Zealand, Germany, Norway, and Sweden, I believe, have them. But they've been implemented so recently, there's not exactly hard data to go off of exactly what their effect on gamblers is. So that's why they're looking at this pilot program to see, what's the effect? Do people even sign up for it at all?
And what do the critics say about this approach? Does it go far enough, or what's their complaint?
Well, the criticism of it is, it's sort of twofold. I mean, there's criticism even from members of the Gaming Commission of, we don't want to go too far. We don't want to be the nanny state. The other criticism is that there's a lot of talk about incentivizing people to stay under their limit. Say, you stay under your $400 limit, here's a $10 voucher for a sandwich. They don't want people to set limits that are so high, a $5 million limit. They're always going to come in under it and just collect their, say, free sandwich or free drink for the month. So that's the concern here, and that those are still details that have to get worked out, exactly how much they incentivize, and if perhaps they even do punish gamblers who go over their limits.
And very quickly, Jack, one last question. We mentioned that the Plainville Slots Parlor is going to open in June. Other casinos won't open for a while yet. Is this something, does this program, would it take place in all of the facilities in the state?
Well, if the pilot program goes forward, you would imagine that would be the case. I think the pilot program is going to last at the moment from when Plain Ridge opens in 2015, June of 2015, until the other casinos open, which is late 2017, early 2018. So that pilot program is going to continue until then, and then after that they'll review and decide on whether this should be permanent or not.
All right. WBUR's Jack Lepiar is at the Gaming Commission reporting for us there today. Thanks very much, Jack.
You're welcome.